No, what are you going to do? Stay around here. Why?
Wash, have a bus, like a bus
service.
Stand up, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
I had the schuss to learn neither, I think, once for sure, maybe more, but for sure I know I learned it once. When I was learning neither, I came across the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches, where it says, Hasidim Harishonim Lo Hayu Meshamshrin. They say that these Chafirim Rishonim, they were able to figure out by calculating out when the Vlad should give birth, and by doing that, okay, they were able to make sure that the Vlad shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, and also the Bris shouldn't therefore come out on Shabbos, and therefore it was a big thing, a chus for them and for Klal Yisrael. Now, first of all, today we are not on that madrega. We aren't able to do such a thing. Of course, we've fallen down from the madrega that they were on. The Marsha explains this. It's a short Marsha. So we lean on every Tanis Tzibur. Why do we have the Tanis Tzibur? Because our Tanis Tzibur, for the most part, is because of the Churban Abayis. And there's some psukim at the end of the Haftorah, which is very unusual. And it goes as follows. Ashrei Anosh Asa Zos Varam Yachazik Boshomer Shabbos Mechalo Boshomer Yodom Yasos Kovra. While Yom Ben Hanecho Hanuvel Hashem Limor Havdel Vilein Hashem Miyam Lamo Veyom Hasoris Heinani Eitz Yovesh Kiko Amar Hashem Lasori Sim Asher Yishbru Hashem Sosai Avachlohu Vasher Chofotzi Vachazikim Bivrisi. The question is, what Sari Sim have any more Chiyuv to be not Mechal Shabbos than anyone else? So the Marsha explains that this enigmatic pasuk can be explained as follows. It has to do with our Gemara. It says, Chasidim Harishonim Lo Hayu Meshamshin Shelo Yavoh Nesehem Lidechil Shabbos Yesh Lachaveim Bazeh Mashakotzer Perek Kol Kisvei. Also, the same thing is brought in the Gemara on Shabbos. It was Shomru Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos Miyad Nigolin. In other words, you need to have Klal Yisrael being keeping two Shabbosos. Okay, so what is this two Shabbosos is talking about? A different Shabbos. Kom Hashem Lasarisim Asha Yishmeru Shabsosai Im Digdaku Lidrosh Keim Iloshon Shabsosai Loshon Rabim Ve'ein Me'ir Ela Shnayim Hoksiv V'Torah Kahagav Shekel Kol Shabbosos Kamo Ach as Shabbos Yitishvo. V'nira, devahu kua nachat lasarisim, uma shayichi hasarisim, b'mitzvah Shabbos yesem, maybe she'or mitzvahs, v'lazar amro, im yishmeru, zecha, im yishmeru, shtei Shabbosos, lasareis atzman, doesn't mean literally sarisim, it means lasareis atzman, to prevent themselves from having living with them their wives in a proper way. Noah, mipriya ribya kachasidim elu, like these chasidim, shayu parsim in a sheham shalo yuldu na sheham zocha b'shavas shozis chalu shtei shabbosos echa b'yom aleidu v'echa b'yom v'kalot. Okay, so this is a very interesting pshat. So a lot of people think it's a big schus to be Mechal Shabbos to have a bris on Shabbos, I'm not so sure about that. Once you see this Marsha in this Gemara, I don't know, their mitzvah is to be Machal Shabbos. It's a mitzvah in a Torah, but it doesn't necessarily bring extra ruchnius, even if you have to do it for a mitzvah. You put yourself in such a matzah. So it's, I think, appropriate to talk about this, because you see all the time that Tzibur is talking about this in the Haftarah. So you see it's an Indian God has to do with the Churban Avayis. And we've gone down the Madrega from the Churban Avayis. We hope that we all continue to learn Torah properly and be showing Torah mitzvahs properly. And we go back onto the Madrega Moloch Dea Kol Ha'aretz, and then we'll have Bizochet to Mashiach Tzidkenu, and we won't have to have any more 9 days. You can have a siyum and eat meat during the 9 days without having to make a siyum, Yerz and Hashem, because there'll be a new base of Migdash from Heva V'Yameinu Amen.
Amen. Amen.